Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fascinating to see what this team might end up doing this year. I'm Jeff Phelps. Tom Withers is in for Andy today. We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is the Browns beat reporter for the Beacon Journal. You can read all of Chris's work at Ohio.com. He's Chris Easterling. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Tommy, good to hear from you.
Hey, Chris. How are you, bud?
Not too bad.
Yesterday, you had quarterback Palooza out there, Chris. Did you learn anything more about structure of how this thing might go at quarterback based on what they did yesterday with apparently Kenny Pickett getting plenty of reps, Dylan Gabriel getting plenty of reps, Joe Flacco doing plenty of watching, and Shedeur Sanders getting some reps?
I will once I get context today, I think, because I think yesterday was sort of, you know, you give the old man a little, you know, day to rest the arm, you know, you don't want to overwork it, but you know, I think that the seeing that many reps for the two rookies wasn't a surprise, because I think those are the two they have to sort of figure out first, because they have to figure out which order they want. You know, those two are in, and they can get to the experienced guys first. But I really need to see more. Everything about this is just context, and the more I see, I think the more I'll get a better handle on it, because you know, I just think with the two veteran guys, or experienced guys, if you don't consider Kenny a veteran per se, I just think that those guys, their competition's really coming in July and August. This time is more about just getting those rookies the reps and getting them up to speed, so when training camp starts, they're not too far behind where the other two quarterbacks are.
Chris, at first I want to make sure that you're hydrated today and you've got the SPF 70 on, because it's going to be a rough one out there. Are you set to go?
I'm always
set. That a boy. I love it. That's a veteran.
Got the floppy hat on. Protect the ears.
Hey, let's
no floppy hat, just a ball cap.
Let's dig into those rookies for a second. What has stood out to you about Gabriel, and in what ways does he intrigue you in how he's different maybe from Shedeur?
Well, I mean, I think he's a little – Shedeur is your conventional, I think, pocket passer. I mean, I thought even going into the draft that Shedeur struck me as the kind of Kevin Stefanski quarterback, the guy that, you know, he's not massive. He's not like Joe's size or anything, but
right,
he's obviously bigger than Dylan. So I think Dylan's a little more unconventional. That's not to say he can't be successful. He's just, you know, I think it's a lot more operating outside of the pocket. But you know, there's things about his arm. You know, you obviously saw him, you know, watching, you know, two games against, you know, when he was at Oregon and even in Oklahoma. There's an arm there. It's just the question is it an NFL arm? And I just – if I had to go with the two rookies, I would probably lean Sanders in that regard. And that's something I think you can see even while they're running around in T-shirt and shorts.
Gotcha.
What did you think when you heard them both speak yesterday? Because I'll tell you, Chris, in listening to Shadur, he sounded to me, and they both sounded just great and, you know, good young guys and happy to be there. But I got the feeling listening to Shadur that he was a kid who was really happy to be a pro, and Dylan Gabriel sounded like a pro to me.
I think that's good. I think that's a good way to describe it. You know, Dylan Gabriel sounded like a guy who's, you know, who has stood in front of the microphones for a lot of years, which he has.
I mean,
you're talking about a guy who's in college for 6 years, and I think if I can remember, I mean, he was a starter except for when he was hurt all those 6 years. So, you know, there is a little more polish than with Shadur, who, you know, I think he's happy to be a pro, but I think he's taking it very seriously. I think he understands what he has to do. I've been impressed every time he's talked. I'll be honest, Jeff. There were a lot of things said about Shadur going in through the process, draft process, even coming out of the draft process. When he has talked to us, we've talked to him now three times, you know, draft night, rookie minicamp, and then yesterday. I have always been impressed just by how he, you know, the message, you know, the way he, you know, the message he conveys when he talks. There is a confidence, but there's also, I think, a little bit of a, I don't even know what the right word is.
Eagerness? He sounds really comfortable to me, Chris.
Yeah, he's comfortable behind the mic, which shouldn't be a surprise. But, you know, when he talks, it's very, the message he conveys, like yesterday, he's like, look, I'm only, like he was asked about what the plans are for the off season to get working. He's like, right now I'm only worried about the auction we got in the afternoon. You know, he's been very good about being on message and understanding. I think he understands where he is right now in terms of the ecosystem that is their quarterback room. And that's a great place to start from if you're a rookie and, you know, trying to ingratiate yourself in the organization, trying to build up some, you know, build up some goodwill as you try to build yourself up the depth chart.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chris, yesterday was the first time, I think, since the famous dinosaur news conference that you've heard from number 95, and it's always interesting to hear from Myles Garrett. What kind of takeaways did you have from what he said yesterday? I know he was asked about a variety of topics, and we got some more questions about leadership, things like that. What did you take away from Myles yesterday?
I think one that he is embracing that leadership. You know, I think he understands that, he, you know, He understands that, look, what happened, you know, with the trade demand and then the contract extension and then all this. I think he understands that, look, I have to, you know, what Jim Schwartz said last week about this having to be his best season, I think Myles Garrett fully understands and believes that himself. So I think that was the first thing is, I mean, you've talked to Myles a million times yourself. I mean, it was sort of typical Myles.
Right, right.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know, that he doesn't lack confidence in himself. I think the one thing that was sort of interesting that I sort of raised my eyebrows. I'm like, he was asked if, you know, when he met with AB, was he sort of told that Joe Flacco was part of the plan at quarterback? And he sort of smirked and, you know, insinuated that, yeah, he was, you know, he knew that Flacco was part of the plan. And I'm just like, really? Not for me to, you know, doubt a, you know, future Hall of Famer, but that just okay.
And it was a major factor in him wanting to come back. That to me, it's like,
make any sense
really?
At all.
Okay.
Yeah, we.
Yeah, that this is it. It's like, you know, he was asked about, you know, you said this roster wasn't close to contending.
Right.
That's why you wanted out. And then now and even there he hedged. He goes, well, that's what minicamp and training camp's about. I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't answer the question if you really think this roster is where you really believe this roster is at. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, let's just sit him out and say, they gave me 4 years, $160 million.
Hey, Chris, that's okay.
That's fine. I mean, you can send me to Antarctica for 4 years, $160 million.
Chris Easterling joining us. He covers the Browns for the Beacon Journal, Ohio.com, where you can read all of his work. I want to go back to the quarterbacks for 1 second. It would appear Kenny Pickett is getting every chance to win this job. You've seen him a couple of times now. Does he look like he's like, okay, yeah, here's, you know, here's the leader in the clubhouse. This is the guy they got to catch. Or does he look like the other guys?
He looks more like the other guys, which is sort of weird. They're giving him every opportunity. But that's why something weird about this whole competition that you bring Joe Flacco in to start, and you're bringing a rookie along behind him. Now, whether he's a mentor or not, forget that conversation. But, you can just watch Joe throw the football, and it's like, yeah, that's your starting
varsity.
Football. Yeah, I mean, it's just clear. But, you know, it's clear they're trying. I mean, they're setting it up for Kenny Pickett to at least go into that last preseason game with a legitimate shot as to be QB1 coming out, going into the regular season. It just, everything just seems to be setting up for that. They just seem to be forced. I don't want to say forcing the narrative, but they sure are. I mean, again, he's gotten reps. He's always been the first quarterback up. I mean, whether Joe is going through the 7-on-7, 11-on-11s or not. So it's just really strange. I mean, because again, why bring Joe Flacco in if you're going to do that with Kenny Pickett? But at the same time, why bring Kenny Pickett in if you were ultimately, you know, going to bring Joe Flacco in to compete for the starting job and you would assume get the starting job.
Chris, I'm just curious. We've been through this, me a little bit longer than you, but we've been through these quarterback scenarios in the past. And do you think this team is prepared to handle and temper down the expectations should Shador go out there and play exceedingly well in the exhibition season? Do you think, I mean, there's going to be there's already a huge wall of support for that kid. And I think
more so than any of the other guys, probably.
And more so than I expected by far. And I think that drumbeat is just going to get louder should he go out in the preseason and play well. Do you think this team is prepared to handle that? And do you think that that's even a discussion at this point?
I don't think it's a discussion at this point, because I don't think they see – the way this everything has been structured, it seems far-fetched that September 7th he's going to be
– I got you.
Starter.
Yeah, yeah.
So – but I just think even – like you said, it's just been constant about Shador. I think they've done a good job, relatively speaking, with Shador and handling and doing their best to kind of tamp things down,
right,
and try to stay on message. Now, there's no scoreboard right now. There's no standings that where you look and you see sitting fourth place at one and whatever. And so it's a little easier maybe in June than it is in October. But I think they can. But, again, talk to me once the pressure's on and, you know, they've gotten back from London and another long season seems to be awaiting them. And maybe we can revisit this.
Chris, thank you for your time today. Enjoy day number two of Mandatory Minicamp. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Chris Easterling on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can read all of Chris's coverage of minicamp at ohio.com. He covers the team for the Akron Beacon Journal.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.